For over 10 years, Total Output has been relentlessly firing off barrages of kick-heavy punishment into the vinyl arena via labels such as Crapshoot, Drop Bass Network and Sensory Violation. He also ran and released the majority of his offerings through the now legendary Outclass Clan Records, now defunct. His live exploits have seen him mercilessly decimate dance floors in clubs, squats and fields all over the UK and Europe. But more recently, he's taken leave of this mission in favour of marriage and child-rearing. Poor excuse. but this domestic turn has done nothing to slow or soften this tea-guzzling bass fiend. He's journeyed all the way from Croydon. Last time, unfortunately, didn't make it because his van got sunstroke, but he's here to play a much-anticipated live set on LFM. So, hello, Sean.
Hello, Tamron. How are you, mate?
Not bad. So if you wouldn't mind telling our listeners how you first got into making tracks and why, and were there any influences?
Well, I used to know some guys who lived in Finsbury Park who had a rig. And I first met them in the squat, and they played me the famous first Gabba album, which is, I can't say, can I honestly swear in?
You can swear, it's not really one.
It's a fuck off cunt face album, basically, it's all I know it as.
Oh, it's 100% No Soul.
Yeah, I don't even know the name of it, really, and after that I just thought, oh, this is what I want to make. So I started making it. That's it, really. I just carried on from there.
And the rest is history.
Yes, exactly.
How do you feel your sounds changed and come along over the years, and what do you reckon has affected it the most?
Probably drum and bass, I reckon. It's just got madder and madder. I just set everything at 200 BPM flat rate, because all dance scores can dance at 200 BPM. And I went through a phase of... The early stuff was... It was like everybody else, is just equipment troubles and trying to get more gear, and then I just moved from that into more equipment trouble because I had the wrong sampler and the wrong thing, and that went on for about 2 years and made all this stuff that I didn't really like. And then I moved into drum and bass, and now I'm sort of heavily relying on the computer, really, because the plugins are so good.
Are all your live sets from sort of 5-6 years ago, just with 150 connections, 32 channel mixing desks, silly amounts of equipment?
No, I like bringing all that stuff out, because you could do so much with it, with the mix. Because if you set up a mix that's straight out of your computer and you go off to play on a rig that's a reggae rig or a house rig, and I've played on hundreds of different rigs, they can basically mess up the entire sound just because they're not up to it. I would always like to play on 10k or over, really, because otherwise the rigs can't handle it. And I've blown quite a few speakers over the years, mainly PV speakers.
As you can see, your life is a lot more stripped down now. Would you mind running us through kind of what you're using?
Basically, what I'm using is a proper music computer, which never goes on the internet because it's virgin, really, which is the best way it should be. My little Chaos Pad. I run Cubase. I use Reactor 4 a lot now, which is absolutely stunning piece of software. UAD One plugins now, but I can't afford to buy all the other plugins because they're so expensive, but I've got a good 10 of them and they're good, they really work very well. They're not meant to load up the CPU, but my last track, I kept crashing the computer because I had about 19 plugins all going at once.
Nice.
I think the computer might be something not quite right with it, but it does manage to do it. And I've got all this equipment at home, which is piled up in 3 racks at the moment, which I haven't really been anywhere near for ages. That's a lot to do with the baby, don't know.
Yeah, sure. I suppose it's old. I was getting quite jealous of your new computer. So. How has been getting back into playing out since your paternity leave been? I mean, is there a different response to stuff you're doing now to before? Because beforehand it would have been speak or kind of gabber. It's
more
broken up now.
I think I tend to be a bit more relaxed about the music now. I used to be quite, when I was running the label, life was all about now. I tend to take it a little bit easier now and not go get so stressed out with it all. And I think because of that, I think I'd make better music because I've got more space in my head. When I was doing the music before, it was just, it got a bit too serious, really. Too much stress and pressure over it all. But if you're running a label, it does get like that.
Yeah, sure.
But, that's it, really.
I mean, that's obviously, like, you had loads of different people on your label. You had sort of Choose, Matt Green, Traffic, Lisa and Elias as well.
Yeah, all those people, they sort of came into the label and went out of it and came back in and went out of it. There was all kinds of different people on the label, just people that we met out partying and stuff like that. But, I just want to put out a CD now, really, because I've got about 20 tracks that nobody's heard.
You know what I heard recently? You know Gavrandi?
Yeah.
He told me that he actually managed to buy a double white label of your album.
Yeah, I reckon.
Somebody's bootlegged.
I think it might have been bootlegged in Europe by somebody that I might have given a CD to, or a CD got copied up and bunged over there. Because I've given out a lot of CDs over the year, and it's quite possible that someone might have pressed it up. I've got to see it and see if that is the case. I don't know. I'm not even exactly sure, but I reckon someone pressed a few up in Europe. That's what I reckon. I reckon that's how we got hold of one. But if it's all only in Europe, you might not hear about it here.
Yeah.
Somebody might, but it's unlikely. But I reckon he found one somewhere. It's possible.
But at least you don't seem too wound up about that anyway.
It's not brilliant, but it's stuff that people are playing in fields and clubs in the arse end of nowhere while I'm fast asleep that's putting the stuff out there. I mean, if I met the person, I'd say, excuse me, you do know that's my music. But the likelihood of me finding that person is extremely virtually nil, but then I haven't really tried looking anyway.
Yeah, sure. More important things, obviously. So when can we expect to hear you play out again? Have you got any gigs coming for the near future?
Well, I played at a little party in Cheltenham, which was basically in a pub, which my friend Mike Nod Spliffy decided that if they played light music till 12 o'clock, they'd get all the house heads in and the trance heads. And then at 12 o'clock, Mike came on and it went into ballistic hell. And they actually did that on purpose. They did it to get people in. There were people in there with handbags and girls in dresses and shoes and all that dancing around having a very nice time. So what you say, suppose you could call it a hard house, really. And then at 12 o'clock, my mate comes up to me and he goes, that's it, it's all downhill from here. And he said it with a big smile on his face, because he was exactly right. And it was just mad from that. Was a really good PA, that. But the guy on the rig said I was giving him plus 21 dB to the rig. And he said, it's so loud, it's ridiculous. He goes, I can't control it. And the bass kept cutting out and all that. But I haven't got anything else lined up at the moment, but I haven't had a chance to get out, really. It's getting a bit easier now. Mm. And the baby's getting a bit old, and he's two. It's all right now.
Well, hopefully we should see you soon. And finally, any predictions for 2006? Even though we're
get the car fixed. I might move house. I've got to carry on setting up my business. That's 18 hours a day at the moment, flat out. Look after the baby. I've already been on holiday, so there's no holidays in the none too distant future. I don't mind that, because I went away in March, so that's not a problem. And save up a bit more money and get an 0196V mixing desk. That's the only other thing I want now. I don't need much else at the moment. That's all right.
Okay, so, but no doomsday predictions.
Doomsday. There's nothing you can do, really, is there? I mean, if everyone wants to go around bombing everyone, and the Americans want to rush around being as evil as hell, then what can you do? It's all mangled, isn't it? It's in the right state.
So the philosophy is sit tight. And
yeah. Because some people say different, but I just think to myself, what can you do? It's just impossible, isn't it? You just keep making music and working like a dog. I think that's the best thing to do.
So we'd like to say hello to anyone before you get started?
Anyone who's listening, really. That's the easiest way of covering it all. We haven't even had a sound check yet.
Well, we'll have a little go now.
Let's have a little go and see what we come up with. Right, try that. Anything? It's muted, that's why. Turn that level down.
Okay, so total output on LFM.
the light. more barriers to cross. All I have in common with the uncontrollable and the insane, the vicious and the evil. All the mayhem I have caused, and my utter indifference toward it, I have now survived.
our group of performers, for example. It hasn't been very successful so far, has it?
In the Delta, it's been a very good record of success. At other places, it's been piecemeal, but don't forget, you have to find the Viet Cong. Finding him is very difficult because he looks like another Vietnamese.
Yeah, you Viet Cong, huh? You Viet Cong. You Viet Cong.
I'm in Vietnam.
You Viet Cong.
You Viet Cong. And what happens to the BC when you do identify them?
If they run flat, that's it.
Flat run? What's that mean?
Well, have you ever heard an AR-14 fire in the jungle? It's black.
You'll kill it.
Yes, right.
Thank you. days ago. Since that time, well over 1,000 refugees have assembled on this beach as a result of that one operation.
The enemy ship is in a more secure area, but the embarkations begin badly. Big waves are hitting the troops to control the crowd. In a little rush to get aboard, several women and children are trapped and crushed under the heavy iron ramps.
We'll be right back. Do I generate fear in others? Yes, sometimes. I generate fear by trying to confront hypocrisy, by trying to expose control, by trying to persuade the people with vested interests with where we like to make other people agree, even if it means hurt. Hypocrisy, by trying to expose control, by trying to say people with vested interests, even if it means hurting them.
Back with old time.
it means hurting them. It means hurting them. It means hurting them.
We'll be right back. It's even here.
Thank you.
guy told me one time, don't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around a corner.
We'll be right back. jungle like ghosts in a landscape.
Thank you. Well done. You're listening to LFM.
Oh, well done. Oh, well done, mate. You're listening to LFM.net.
What can I say? Sean, thank you so much.
That was good. I'm good, man.